attendance via Skype.
RIP is being shown at the Van City Theatre, 1181 Seymour Street, on Sunday, March 8th. Doors at 6:15, show at 7. Tickets on sale now at www.doxafestival.ca. RIP, a seriously entertaining and groundbreaking documentary.
Well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer, back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Maybe a song from a film or a tune from TV. Radio Free Gak brings you sounds of the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future and the forgotten classics that need a little rescue. Radio Free Gak, Monday evening, 7:30 till 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Listen, radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language. Recognizing the importance of contemporary sound...
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
Hello, Vancouver. It's not quite 7:30 yet, but everyone's busy right now. So guess what? Radio Free Gak is on early.
आजा आजा जिंद शामी आने के तले आजा जरी वाले नीले आसमाने के तले आजा आजा जिंद शामी आने के तले आजा जरी वाले नीले आसमाने के तले नच कोयलों पे रात बिताई है अखियों की नींद मैंने फूंकों से उड़ा दी गिन गिन तारे मैंने उंगली जलाई है
जाने के तले है,
आजा जरी वाले नीले आसमाने के तले है। जिंदे शामी आने के तले आज
हरी वाले नीले आसमां आगे तले
जय हो
शब्बे
गाँव जय हो
गाँव में दे
जय हो
खाले दे
जय हो
बेचू दे
जय हो
A.R. Rahman, Malhaksi Iyer, Sukhvinder Singh, Tanvi Shah, and Vijay Prakash with the Oscar-winning song Jai Ho, which fittingly translates from Hindi as May Victory Be Yours. The song was written by Guljar and Jai Ho. It was originally slated to be part of the 2008 film Yuvraj, but it was turned down by the director. But as we well know, it was used in the final dance sequence in Slumdog Millionaire, winning the Oscar for Best Song, along with an additional Oscar for A.R. Rahman for his Best Original Score, from which we're hearing right now the selection, Millionaire. In total, the Slumdog Millionaire train took home 8 Oscars out of the 10 nominations it had, and in signs of how popular the song has become, pop band The Pussycat Dolls released an English cover version last week, subtitled You Are My Destiny. Konbawa. Name of the show is Radio Free Gak, your pseudo-cinematic program on UBC's very fine, top-notch campus radio station, CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. You can find us online as well, too, at www.citr.ca. My name is Gak, and what you heard before in the past couple of hours, since we did have a little bit of a programmer's powwow earlier, is what we heard first was the complete Buttless Chaps album, their Cartography, their last at this point since the good band has decided to fold up the tent after a couple more shows. And before that, we heard the Peggy Lee Band there. As I said, my name is Gak. I'm your designated voice of doom until 9 o'clock p.m. The phone number for the station here is 604-822-2487. You can also email me at radiofreegak@gmail.com. This week's soundtrack profile will be on one of last year's scores that was left out of the Academy Award spotlight, and that is Hans Zimmer and James Newton Howard's work for The Dark Knight. Otherwise, as you well knew last week, I was away since we had the, I think it was the 7th annual CKUT Montreal Homelessness Awareness Marathon, which was a rousing success, bringing more awareness about the homeless situation, especially in this fine city of ours, which actually does have a rampant problem based on the weather. Well, the weather doesn't cause it, but it brings a lot of people here who can't otherwise survive the other parts of the Canadian winter. What we'll do right now is we'll kick things off with a couple new songs, starting off with the latest from Camera Obscura. The song is posted on the Scottish band's website last week. along with being available on iTunes and from their forthcoming album of the same name. This is My Maudlin Career. You're listening to Radio Free GAC. Jeremy J. And that song was Gallop off his 2009 album Slow Dance, which you can find off the K Records label. J alternates his time between Paris and Los Angeles, which, you know, all of us do all the time. Though he has a little tour in store next month, and he does have a stop here in Vancouver. He'll be at the Peanut Gallery on April 11th. Next up on Radio Free Gak is Joe Cuba, a preeminent Puerto Rican musician who lived in New York and aspired to be a full-time musician after watching Tito Puente play live. Joe Cuba was born as Gilberto Miguel Cardoron, but he took on the name Joe Cuba at the advice of his agent, and he helped popularize the Latin boogaloo sound in the New Yorkian sound that the other Puerto Ricans living in Spanish Harlem promoted. As well, too, there's a huge literary and arts movement there done by the Puerto Rican artists. Joe Cuba, sadly, was pulled off life support on February 15th after failing to fight off a bacterial infection, and he died at the age of 77. From his 1972 album, Bustin' Out, here's the Joe Cuba Sextet with Joe Cuba's Madness, Part 1 on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
found that photographs make. When I see them, when I hear them, I see regions of sharp precision. Overabundance, overindulgence. Tied together with rope and twine, sewed together with paste and glue.
Dirty Projectors, joined by David Byrne for the song Knotty Pine, as in K-N-O-T-T-Y, the kind of knots that you would find in a pine as opposed to a knotty versus nice pine, because the trees out there are not good. Anyways, you can find that appearing on the Dark Was the Night compilation, which is part of the Red Hot and Blue AIDS Research compilation that was just released a couple weeks ago. And despite the fact that the sampler we here have has only 9 tracks, they all sound fantastic, and the entire compilation right now on the streets is a double. And the Dirty Projectors are the project, headlined by Dave Longstreth. Though, as you can hear, he generally has a quartet, including some female vocalists. And naturally, who we heard there as well, too, was David Byrne, who was at the Queen Elizabeth Theater a couple of Fridays ago. And from all reports in the press and from friends and anyone else I've run into who went to go check out the show, it was a knockout. I've seen David Byrne twice before. The last time I saw him, I think, was the Look Into the Eyeball tour, which I think that's 99 or 2000 at this point. So Byrne's been keeping busy aside from this tour, along with his appearance with the Dirty Projectors. He also guests on these next 2 tracks. And what we'll do is we'll start off with one of the songs he guests on. And this is part of the NASA project, NASA, standing for North America and South America, which is headlined by Squeak E. Clean, a.k.a. director Spike Jonze's brother. And there's also DJ Zegon is that on there as well, too. And this is from their debut album, The Spirits of Apollo. And David Byrne here, along with NASA, are joined by Charlie Tuna, Gift of Gab, and Zed Trip. And the song is The People Tree on CITR Vancouver.
With the NASA team, we will take you boldly where no man has ever gone before. We will take you back some 15 billion years to the beginning of time. Yeah.
From a drop of blood to bones and body parts, to vital organs forming your brain and tiny heart. Your fetus date of birth to puberty finally starts. Adolescence adult and your elderly body rots. It was divine decree that begun the plan, but this disease by the greed of the sons of man who try to lead with their guns in hand. Understand, God's the one in command, man.
Can we climb out?
Timeless space for space, the ever-present eye divine, so laced with grace, decided it was time to try to chase the takes to what it would design. Now life is taking place within itself, divided. Now it takes some space that can't be fathomed by a mind. Creates the state of ego. Now what's mine is mine. Okay, now hate will reign until the blind have eyes and they awake.
Oh,
earth. Tell me what the purpose is for creating the earth.
Maybe we created the planet as man's habitat. Be fruitful and multiply across the planet's back.
But why does hate exist? The war and AIDS and shit. If we're to be fruitful, why can't more people pay their rent?
Cause love and hate, both sides are conjoined. Physical forms have to do with both sides of the coin.
Why do we die?
So we can live.
Why do we strive?
So we can live. But why do you defy every truthful word I recommend?
My question back, why do you recommend and throw temptation
so
in?
So I can test your patience and tolerance in the face of sin.
But why a test when you hold all the answers to the state we in?
For you to bear witness to imperfections of mortal men.
So it's a lesson
and a blessing. Journey back to where you've been. Cause before the drinking Pharisees must first be planted in.
I'm not who you thought I was.
You better be giving me all the respect. All of y'all. All of y'all. All of y'all. All of y'all. Check yourself.
Cause I'm God.
Hello, hello, hello. I think, hello.
Rolling, take three.
Asked in New York City, do you like my clothes? I'm talking to my tape recorder, walking down the road. But on Friday night I'm purified, now my feet don't touch the floor. When the rubber meets the road, in between my toes. Twice. A boy looks at a girl, and a girl looks like a pony. She gallops all day long, in between my toes. And every night she's purified, she don't do that dance no more. Where the rubber meets the road, in between my toes.
I'm skanking on a dance floor, I'm drunk off that Hennessy, I ain't sober. I don't mix with Coca-Cola. I'm on a roller, I take a look over my shoulder, and I see this sexy thing, I think it's time to work my way over. So I shuffle on my heels, and I bounce on my toes. I'm crazy and she knows, still it's all good I suppose. So she didn't complain, she backed it up. So I got behind her and I lapped it up. Then we danced all night and the sun came up. Then I took her to my yard and I wrapped it up.
A member of the Juju Nation, down in New Orleans. You don't need an application, if you move your feet.
If you poke it, exposed on the floor, it grows. If you soak it, it rolls out the door.
Now it's summertime, every night. Now her feet don't touch the floor. She don't do that between my toes. Between my toes. The lady starts to sing, but she ain't no disco dancer. She learned to shake a thing in between my toes. Explode if you poke it. Exposed on the floor.
you heard some words there. You heard some music there. Some Monty language there. All apologies for that. It's such a grown-up language that we cannot have on air at all. But, oh well. Anyways, that was the Brighton Port Authority, a recent alias used by Norman Cook, best known as Fatboy Slim. And there features some appearances by David Byrne again, and then Dizzy Rascal. And that song was Toe Jam, off the album I Think We're Gonna Need a Bigger Boat. And the saucy video for Toe Jam features a lot of new dancers who make shapes of the black sensor bars as they shake their little bits about. Fatboy Slim and David Byrne are sort of working together, and they're preparing a musical called Let Love In, a tribute to the disco life of Imelda Marcos.
Beautiful country. You know, I rode out here about 50 years ago on a little dun horse and started a film career. Picture called The Big Trail. Well, I made quite a few since then. Some good and some bad. Matter of fact, in those days,
CITR!
Matter of fact, they come in pretty handy anytime. It's kind of nice to know you have something set aside. So if you ever figure on that, remember that
CITR
can be mighty helpful.
Yeehaw! Yeehaw indeed. You're listening to Radio Free GAC here, CITR Vancouver. My name is GAC. We're broadcasting here from UBC campus within the Student Union building. Next up are Junior Boys and the Hamilton Duo's forthcoming album, Be Gone, Dull Care, is a reference to a 1940s National Film Board of Canada animated film that featured the music of Oscar Peterson. This isn't going to be any jazz, though. This is going to be some wonderful little indie-tronica. Be Gone, Dull Care will be out later in March through Domino Records. And from that album, here's Dull to Pause on Junior by the Junior Boys on Radio Free GAC.
Thank you. Music Waste 2009 is now accepting submissions. This year's festival runs June 10th to 13th.
This summer, Music Waste will be celebrating 15 years of independence.
As the other local independent music festivals, large and small, have come and gone, Music Waste will once again highlight Vancouver's most interesting and innovative music. A testament to the strength of this musical community and the wealth of talent, Music Waste is Vancouver's independent music festival.
Submission deadline, April 15.
Please email your submissions to submissions@musicwaste.ca. And, or, for more information, contact Cameron Reed by email at cameron@musicwaste.ca or visit the website at www.musicwaste.ca.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Like it or not, yes, you are listening. Before the PSA there, we heard Popular Computer with Otoko, the adopted Japanese word for fan, usually to a fanatical or obsessive degree, much like in the case of fanboys of manga and video games. Popular Computer is the work of duo Sylvain Dalido and his computer. Touted simply as only one PC with one keyboard, creating an amalgam of pop music and shiny retro-futuristic dance. The name of the show is Radio Free GAC. We've hit the halfway point here. We've restocked ourselves. We've gone into the pit stop, refueled, which is another little lie. And don't listen to Cliff Nesterhoff's lies either. You can listen to him otherwise, truth or otherwise, Tuesdays. Sometime in the afternoon, CITR, Vancouver. Fine show. Much laughter will happen. Next up is Dale Shannon, and he's best known for his song Runaway from 1961, though he had a series of lesser hits throughout the rest of the early 60s. Cedric Marjewski works as a French DJ called Palouski, who, among his usual production work, makes edits of older songs, and we'll combine the two here in this next track from Del Shannon's 1968 album, The Further Adventures of Charles Westover, which actually is Del Shannon's birth name. Here is his song Gemini, as edited by Palouski. And there we just heard Al Sherman working under his 101 Strings Orchestra name, normally known for their easily listening symphonic music. But back in 1968, the 101 Strings Orchestra tackled the nascent psychedelic scene with a frequently sampled album, wonderfully called Astro Sounds from Beyond the Year 2000, from which we just heard the track Flame Out. And before that, we heard Del Shannon as remixed by Paluski, and that was a take of his 1968 song Gemini. You can actually find that on Paluski's. Paluski has two MySpace pages, just watch out. One actually has his original work, which is just Paluski, P-I-L-O-O-S-K-I, but he also does have a MySpace for his edits, which is just called Paluski Edits. March is a busy time on the concert calendar everywhere you go, and here's just a sampling of a few of the shows here in Vancouver in the next coming weeks, as Hayden Surrogatus Lua accompaniment. Tomorrow, Jody Glenham, along with Analog Bell Service Laura Smith and Bad Moves will be at the Biltmore. On Wednesday, we have at the Cobalt for Fake Jazz, it's The Internet, Great 2000, Reflections, Passenger, and Jeff Younger. On Thursday, Clues with Animal Names will be at the Biltmore. And Discorder, CITR's fine affiliated newspaper here that you can find anywhere on any good street corner or establishment. They're celebrating their March issue at the UBC's Gallery Lounge, and they'll be joined by Fine Mist, the SSRIs, and the Sappers. Also Friday night, Calgary's own Azita Booth will be at Blim, and also on Friday, I turn 33, but you don't need to know that. Anyway, Saturday, Adjective with Twin Crystals, New Values, and Against Civilization will be at the Media Club, and then also at the Biltmore, Glory Days brings Lady Hawk and Adelaide. On March 12th, Simeon Mobile Disco will be at the Commodore, and the all-purpose Voltage Heroes, along with War Baby, the 7, 9s, and 10s, will be at Honey. On March 13th, and They'll Know Us by the Trail of Dead, will be on Richards on Richards. And the Sadies play the first of two shows at the Biltmore. That night, they'll be joined by Julie Dwara, and then the next night, which is March 14th, they'll be joined by Rich Hope. Also at the Biltmore, on March 18th, we have Plants and Animals. Then, on March 20th, we have Calvin Harris with Expendable Youth at Celebrities. March 21st, which is the beginning of spring, that is Ariel Pink, will be at the Media Club. And in closing, we have GZA at the Commodore on March 24th.
Repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
This is Lenny of Mass Grave. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
There we heard I Am the Batman, composed by Hans Zimmer and James Newton Howard for Christopher Nolan's film The Dark Knight, the second film in the revamped Batman film series, in this week's Soundtrack Spotlight on Radio Free GAC. And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Zimmer and Howard's scores wasn't nominated. Somewhere there's a grammatical error I can correct if I can think of it properly. But anyways, they weren't nominated in the 81st Annual Academy Awards, though it did win a Grammy in February for Best Motion Picture Soundtrack. Howard himself was nominated for his score to the film Defiance, but as we heard, he lost out to A.R. Rahman in the runaway Slumdog Millionaire Train. Let's listen to a few tracks from the Dark Knight soundtrack before going into a little bit of the compositional style, and we'll start off with one of the highlights, the 9-minute suite that plays in most of the scenes, featuring the late Heath Ledger for his posthumous Oscar-winning performance as the Joker. This is Why So Serious on CITR Vancouver.
Thank you. Thank you.
In the background here, we are still listening to the Dark Knight soundtrack with the, featuring the work of Hans Zimmer and James Newton Howard. We're listening to the last bit of I'm Not a Hero, and before that, we heard 9 minutes of Why So Serious, which you can quickly identify based on the fact that there are only two notes played that entire song, which is the D and the E, but repeated in different ways. Zimmer and Howard worked together on the Batman Begins score, splitting the work whereby Zimmer focused on the action scenes and Howard on the dramatic ones. But for The Dark Knight, they continued along the themes of duality, splitting the score work whereby Zimmer focused on the anarchy created by the Joker, whilst Howard focused on the rise and fall of Harvey Dent into Two-Face. According to Zimmer, for Why So Serious, he used razor blades on string instruments to get a twisted sound that's used to open the film, if you remember during the initial bank robbery scene there. The song process itself was so tortured that when Ledger died last year, unsuspectedly, Zimmer felt like scrapping and composing a new theme altogether. But after reconsidering, he decided that he could not be sentimental and compromise the quote-unquote evil performance projects. Howard also did his best to mute any superheroic theme after he composed the one that closed Batman Begins. What he did is he used fragments of the recent theme, and he tried to avoid anything too hummable as opposed to distract from the action on the scene. What we'll do is we'll listen to a few more cues from the soundtrack to The Dark Knight. We'll fade out from this, and we'll go into aggressive expansion. All right, we started off that little set with Aggressive Expansion, then proceeded into the theme song for me tonight, which is Blood on My Hands. I was in the midst of a move last week, and I apparently decided to pick up a potato peeler by the blade end, and, if there was an eye there, it's not there anymore on my left pointy finger there. And then, in the background here, we listen to and introduce A Little Anarchy, all from Hans Zimmer's and James Newton Howard's score to The Dark Knight. Director Nolan has indicated that he won't dive into the third film of the Batman series yet until he plans his next project, which appears to be a sci-fi film called Inception, with a possible release for next year, which means that Batman 3 probably won't be appearing until 2012. So you might have to enjoy your Blu-ray / DVD / I'm sure they made a VHS copy somewhere out there for the market that still has a VCR. The Dark Knight only took home two Oscars this year, one for Best Sound Editing, and of course, the posthumous Best Supporting Actor Award that went to Heath Ledger. And that's about it for Radio Free Gak Show, episode number 55, Rolling Double Nickels. Coming up at 9 p.m. is The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker, who is here. He is in the building. He's left his wonderful bag of records here, and you are destined to hear a great 3 hours of the finest jazz music around. Someone else might pop up at midnight, but if not, something will coast you through until 6 a.m. Tuesday when Arthur and Andrea wake you up with Pacific Picking. If you missed any of this week's Radio Free Gak, you can download the MP3 easily as a podcast, which you can find through iTunes. As well, too, you can always just go to the CITR website, www.citr.ca, or you can visit mine, which is gak.ca. And what we'll do with the last minutes remaining here, well, we have a bit of an 8-minute song here, but I'm sure Gavin can fade it out when necessary. So this will be coming from the soon-to-be-released second album by Edmonton's own Shout, Out, 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 Out. And that's four times the out behind the shout. From the album Reintegration Time, we will hear Guilt Trips Sink Ships. And we'll see you in 7 days. During that week, it will be International Women's Day. So what the entire CITR crew is planning to do is programming specifically for and about women. Women in music, women in news, women in discussion, things like that. All about that. And I'm hoping to come up with a proper show for that as well, too. Thinking towards some of the pieces done by Wendy Carlos, along with a little bit more by Delia Derbyshire. Anyways, we'll see you around.
You are listening to CITR FM and Cable 101.9. Stay tuned for The Jazz Show coming right up, and check us out also on the web, www.citr.ca. The time is a couple of seconds after 9 p.m.